The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
And here we are again, Grace in Focus, the podcast broadcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today as Ken Yates and Catherine Wright return and rejoin us in their Romans series, and they are in Romans chapter 8. Is there a difference in being an heir of God and being a joint heir of Jesus? And what do suffering and endurance have to do with it all? Hope you will stay right here and listen as they give us a great discussion today. And we'll do so in just a moment after I remind you of our website, faithalone.org, faithalone.org. We want you to go there and see the resources and different things that we have there for you. There could be a conference coming to your area soon, so check us out and see what's there for you. All right, that's faithalone.org. Now, for today's discussion, Ken and Catherine.
We are in Romans 8:17, which is, as with many verses in the book of Romans, just full of stuff. A very interesting verse where Paul says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Now, in our previous podcast, we talked about the difference between being a child of God and being a son of God. In verse 16, it says that we are the children of God, that the Holy Spirit bears witness with the believer that the believer is a child of God. And we talked about how when we pray, the Holy Spirit, as Paul will say here in a few verses later in Romans 8, he intercedes for us, proclaiming that when the child of God prays, the Holy Spirit prays and announces to the Father that this is his child speaking. But a few verses earlier in Romans 8, verse 14, it says, "All who are led by the Spirit are sons of God." And in our previous podcast, we talked about how even though most say there's no difference between being a child of God and being a son of God, there is. Paul uses different Greek words here. And what we suggested very strongly was the son of God is the one who is led by the Spirit, walks by the Spirit, not by the flesh, and is what we would call a mature child of God. And when we get to verse 17, most people, it just as they did not see any distinction between a child of God and a son of God, they don't see a distinction between being a child of God and being joint heir with Christ.
Or being an heir versus being a joint heir.
Exactly.
Right.
All children, as Paul says here in verse 17, are heirs of God.
Yeah.
But only those who suffer with Christ are joint heirs with him. I think if you look at most commentaries, they would say that, well, those are the same thing, but they're not. Just as Paul makes a distinction between a child and a son, he makes a distinction between an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ.
So what are those distinctions?
Many podcasts ago, we said that chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 of Romans go together. They talk about the Christian life where the believer is exhorted by Paul to walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh, not in your own power, but in the power of the Spirit who dwells within you. And if we walk by the power of the Spirit, then we are mature sons of God. And if you go back to chapter 5, verse 2, it says, "The believer now has the hope of glory." Notice the word glory there in Romans 5:2. And then he talks about the fact in verse 3, we glory in tribulations. And he also talks about perseverance. Well, Paul is bringing up these ideas here in Romans 8, talking about being glorified with Christ. There's the word glory. And he's going to talk about sufferings, which is tribulations and the need for perseverance. We need to understand, what does Paul mean by this glory here, to be glorified with Christ? What we're going to suggest here is being glorified with Christ is more than simply going to heaven when you die, mm-hmm. which is the way most people take it. Mm-hmm. For every believer is going to be a joint heir with Christ. Every believer is going to be glorified with Christ. But when Paul starts off this long section talking about hope of glory as we go through tribulations, once again, we see this idea of suffering. Mm-hmm. And Paul talks about it here in verse 17. We will be glorified with Christ if we suffer with him.
And it's conditional.
Picks up the tribulations. And by the way, Paul is going to specifically use the word tribulation at the end of this section, because through the rest of the chapter, Paul's going to talk about suffering, and we're going to talk more about that in the next podcast. But notice, for example, in verse 35, tribulations, there's that word again. And he lists a whole bunch of difficulties that believers go through. So if we could just kind of summarize what we've talked about here so far, Paul is not talking about all believers. He's talking about believers who suffer with Christ. Just like when he talked about sons of God, he's not talking about all believers in verse 14. He's talking about those who walk by the Spirit. You can be a believer and not walk by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You can walk by the flesh, either in immorality or in your own power as a legalist, as we've talked about in different podcasts. The bottom line is there's a difference here in verse 17 between being an heir of God and being a joint heir with Christ.
You haven't said it yet, but I think what helps to understand this passage is the doctrine of rewards, right?
That exactly.
Here, Paul is speaking about being mature believers as we are being led by the Spirit, hopefully, and the process that comes from suffering for Christ, or the benefits that come from suffering with Christ. And so, you know, one of the major distinctions that we make within the Free Grace community is that there's a difference between believing in Jesus and being his child and reigning in the kingdom to come, for example, you know, being rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Well, how can we experience that? It is through walking with him, being led by the Spirit, becoming a mature son, which involves suffering.
Yes, it will always lead to suffering. It'll mm-hmm. always lead to tribulations.
That's a big statement, because we tend to think of suffering in a very specific vein, you know, maybe being persecuted, for example, or like Paul, you know, being martyred. But I think it's important to state that suffering can come in all shapes and sizes, and it may not come in such a like a public example, like being martyred.
Well, the word tribulation mm-hmm. in Greek here that we see in chapter 5 and here in verse 35, it's a very broad.
Right.
Tribulation can refer to sickness. It can refer to financial difficulties. It can refer to, like, for example, the word is used when a woman gives birth, mm-hmm. tribulations.
Yeah.
And so what we see here in Romans 8:17, another thing that's important is the word if. He says, if we are children, then we are heirs of God. And then he says, if we suffer with him. That's a different word for if. The first if there in verse 17 can basically be since. He says in verse 16 that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And basically what he says is, and since we are children, we are heirs of God. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure exactly what Paul means when he says we are heirs of God here. Does he mean God owns us, that we're God's inheritance? Every believer is God's inheritance. Or does it mean that we are in his family and we have his life? We have inherited his life. I'm not sure which one Paul means. But what he says there is, if we are children and every believer is a child of God, we could just say it very simply like this. We belong to him. Mm-hmm. We are his. And of course, this leads right into eternal security. We will always be his child. That never changes. That's true for all believers. But then he says, we are joint heirs with Christ if, and there's the different word if. This is a conditional thing. This is not automatic. And that's why he uses a different word. He uses the Greek word soon, which means with, three times. We are heirs with Christ, or joint heirs. There's the first one, soon heirs. We are heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. There's the second soon or with, in order that we may be glorified with him. In the Greek, that word soon is with the word glorified there as well. And so what Paul is saying is, even though all believers are children of God, only those believers who suffer with him will be joint heirs with him. They, as you said earlier, reign with him.
Reminds me of 2 Timothy 2:12. If you endure, you shall also reign. There's an additional
reign, right?
Reign with him. You'll be a joint heir. Him. Same concept.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it involves endurance. It involves suffering. And I think that's the distinction we want to make here. Eternal life is a gift that's freely given to those who believe, but reigning with him, being a joint heir, that involves endurance, or to use Romans 8 here, the term suffering.
And the glory there is sharing in his glory of reigning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just receiving a glorified body.
Yeah, I think the word glory in particular is difficult here, because all believers will be glorified. So in that sense, again, all believers are heirs,
right.
But there will be a shared glory,
a
greater
with
glory,
Christ.
Right? I think of the description of Paul in the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, how some will shine brighter, right? There's the moon and the stars and the sun, that in glory, they all shine at different capacities. And I think there it's also that same idea of those who suffer with Christ will shine brighter.
Yes, and share in his glorious reign.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. As we continue going through Romans, we hope you continue along with us.
And remember to keep grace
in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, Ken and Catherine return with more from Romans chapter 8. What is the purpose of suffering for the Christian? What is the meaning of the trials we go through? Join us again right here on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.